When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you gain a partner with deep sector knowledge and clear understanding of your industry's unique needs. Their dedicated teams deliver tailored solutions across key sectors from agriculture and healthcare to public sector, franchising, energy and beyond. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking to explore solutions built around your business, your sector and your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Heart Business on Heart 1027.
Chatting with the D-Tech, Saria McKinnon. We find her at the lead umbud for the non-life division of the National Financial Umbud. Edith, appreciate the time today. It's tough being a consumer out there. We know that. It might be better than a year ago, but it's still hard being a South African. One of the tough choices is I think a lot of folks might be looking at their short-term insurance and thinking maybe we should skip a payment or two. Your advice is no, don't even think about that for half a moment. There are alternatives. We'll get to that in a moment. But skipping the short-term insurance, really not on a good idea by any stretch.
No, I think insurance, although viewed as a grudge purchase, is an important part of financial planning. It's actually in a time when you feel, you know, maybe the most vulnerable, where it could kick in if you have a loss or damage. And so it's not advisable to cancel or to stop paying. Rather, you know, if you're in a difficult situation, contact your broker or insurer and see whether you can't renegotiate the cover. Maybe reduce it slightly for the difficult period that you're going through, but at least have some cover in place, because without it, you could really see yourself in a difficult situation, just adding to your financial burden in the long run.
Yeah, I take your point. It's a grudge purchase until it's not. And when you need to claim, then it's it's a lovely purchase. I mean, I take your point. There are options out there aside from cancelling entirely. There is a case of, I mean, you know, things I've done, you can up your excess, you can change the cover, you can change your bits and pieces of it to lower that cost, still be insured, but just make it less onerous every month in the pocket.
Precisely. You know, if we look at comprehensive motor vehicle insurance, not only can you shop around for cheaper cover, although always be careful that you're not looking for a cheaper premium and significantly less cover, which you didn't anticipate when you claim, but you can also change that cover, perhaps only to cover you in the event of fire or the theft of your vehicle, or even, you know, cover you in the event of an accident where you have ridden into someone and perhaps now you need to pay someone else's damages. So there are options, you know, with a homeowner's contents, for example. You may not want to, you're in a security complex, you may not be able to afford the full premium. Speak to your broker or insurer about perhaps not covering you for theft, but rather accidental damage to your goods, whatever you feel is the higher risk that you can't absorb as an individual. But really, don't just allow your premiums not to be paid, because that also talks to your credit record. You know, when you look for insurance, let's say you allow your policy to lapse because you do not pay your premiums. Mm-hmm. It is a cancellation. It is noted as a cancellation. And a prospective insurer, if you decide to take up insurance again, may ask you, have you had any policies that have lapsed due to non-payment of premium or even cancelled by your insurer, and then you would have to declare this cancellation. And if you don't declare it, and there's a claim, an insurer may discover that you were previously cancelled due to non-payment and may have the right to then reject a claim on the basis of misrepresentation. So there are many consequences to, just allowing your premium not to be paid and having that record, against your name.
I hadn't actually thought of that. So if you are in a total tight squeeze, don't do non-payment. Actually phone the insurer and perhaps cancel it, because that non-payment... Yes. To your point, is then considered a policy cancelled by the insurance company, and that's on your record.
And yes, correct. And you're also seen as sort of a bad payer, you know, going forward. And insurers may not even want to take you on, knowing the risk of you not paying your premium.
Yeah. Yeah, and I check my credit report regularly, and my insurance premium also pops up on my credit report. What about, this is many, many years ago, so it might not be applicable anymore. I mean, it's almost 20 years ago. I changed banks. I forgot to tell my short-term insurer. The debit then bounced. I got everything sorted out, etc. The time I was told, not to worry, there was a two-week window in that environment. Now, we're not suggesting that you utilize it, but is that applicable? Because sometimes things do go wrong on payday for one or another reason.
Absolutely. And that's why, in terms of the Insurance Act and specifically what are called the policyholder protection rules, Rule 15 says that an insurer must have in its policy a 15-day grace period within which to allow a policyholder who has not paid the premium when it was due to pay that premium. So it does already cater for those types of situations where you're given this window period of 15 days to pay the premium that perhaps was, you know, didn't go off when it was supposed to be paid. It is still applicable to this day.
Okay, so you've got the 15 days. The point is not to use that as a budgeting tool, but to rather appreciate it. As I said, sometimes life throws us curveballs. Not a budgeting at all. I want to change track ever so slightly. National Financial Ombud, you are the lead ombud for the non-life division. So you're in the divisions there. What is the broader role of the National Financial Ombud?
It's to deal with complaints by consumers against their own financial institutions. So if you as a consumer have a complaint that you have not been able to resolve with your financial institution, so that could be credit provider, both banking and non-banking. It could be non-life and life insurance. Then you come to the NFO, and we provide you with alternative dispute resolution services free of charge to the consumer, and we charge the participant against whom the complaint has been lodged to pay for that fee.
Okay, I was about to ask how it's funded. What's important here is that it's unable to resolve. The Ombud is not my first port of call. I really do need to try and resolve it on my own bat with the service provider. And only then, if I don't reach what I consider a satisfactory conclusion, do I approach an Ombud. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, we always encourage consumers to deal with their financial institutions first. It's not a barrier. In other words, if you haven't gone to the financial institution, we don't turn you away. But what we do, we have a process that we then refer that complaint to the financial institution and give them 21 days within which to try and resolve the dispute directly with their customer at a reduced fee if they do resolve it to the customer's satisfaction within the 21 days. So if you haven't done that, we do have a process in place. We don't turn the complaint away, but it's always advisable to try, obviously, and resolve this with your financial institution.
Yeah, absolutely. First port of call, and I appreciate it's hold music and call centers, but that's usually always the best way to go. Speak to them first. And on your short-term insurance, think long and hard before cancelling, and speak to a broker or your insurer and see if you can't reduce that rate. We'll leave it there. That's Edita Texteria McKinnon, Lead Ombud for the Non-Life Division of National Financial Ombud. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply. When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.